Leansimin Shin Aleph. We're up to Sif Yud Ches. But before we learn Sif Yud Ches, I'd like to mention two inyonim. We learned Achige Sheni Yochel Leilech Beloy Makel. A person that is unable to walk without a cane or without crutches, Muta Leilech Boy Afilu Einai Kosher Boy. He's allowed to walk with a cane. And the Lomdus is the Moshe brings down a lotion of the Oruch HaShulchan. This is called Regel Didei. This is his foot. He cannot walk with his own foot. So the cane, the crutch, this is his foot. And that's how the Moshe explains, but if a Zokain can walk, and the house he walks without a cane, so then we can't consider, so he has 2 feet. So then we can't consider that the cane is his foot, because he's capable of walking without a cane. He wants the cane to be more secure with the cane, but al kaponim, this is a masoy. I'd just like to mention one of the difficult shailas, which are negeya, a person is allowed to go in the wheelchair on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says, Amor de Kekule. Rav Moshe says, he compares the wheelchair to a cane or a crutch. Just like a person who cannot walk with his own 2 feet and the crutches are Ragle Didei, so he's walking with the crutch. This is Regel Didei. So a person who can only maneuver himself through a wheelchair and he'll wheel himself. So this is called Regel Didei. That's a svara of Rav Moshe. What? This is like, this is how he maneuvers himself. What? No, yeah, only he does it himself. Rav Moshe is only matter, he does it himself. So it is considered that this is Regel Didei. There's a kasha on this from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He says there's a merdik echilik between a crutch and a cane and a wheelchair. He says a crutch and a cane, this person is walking. He walks with the crutch. He walks with the cane. So that's called Regel Didei. It's if he's not walking, I mean, he's walking, my pussy, that's how he is walking. So that is considered a regal didei. So it's considered, this is his regal. But he says, by a wheelchair, he's not walking. The wheelchair is taking him, but it's not, we cannot consider that there's a pula of hiluch mitad the yoshev. That means here he's doing, by moving the wheels, so the wheelchair takes them, but it's not considered that he's walking. Al kaponim, there's a big tumult, there's a very big tumult about this. That's one, there's a male, it's not poshid, it's right from poshid, with a, if you have a Rishus Arabim, the Eraisa, so then to tell a guy to take you is also not Poshin, because then we have Amir al-Akum by a Melochid, the Eraisa. If you have a Kalmelis, the Rabbonon, so then you would have L'Tayrich Mitzvah, a Shmus L'Shmus, B'mokim Mitzvah. There are others that are Mekel, just with justice. Touching the tip of the iceberg, there are others that are, there's a tshuvim, the Minchas Yitzchak, I think, that wants to be Mekel if the person who is in the wheelchair and the guy, both of them are moving the wheelchair. Each one is moving a wheel. So it's Shnayim She'osu. So each one can do it himself, and they're doing it together, and will say, Chai Noisi Yatamatsi Atmi, she can make two Derabonons. So then there's a tzad to be made. But al kaponim, a wheelchair is not from the dvorim pshutim. That's one thing. Unless you're ben erev, then we solve all these problems. One more thing, which they bring, the Dirshu brings about here, and the Erche Shabbos brings, to walk out with a hearing aid. Now, with a hearing aid, there are two shaylas, so we'll mention both shaylas. Walking out with a hearing aid, let's talk about the shaila of Haito. I'm carrying a hearing aid. I'm carrying something. So he brings from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank that this is worse than glasses, eyeglasses. Eyeglasses, he says, is a lavush. He wears the glasses. A hearing aid, he holds, is not, that's not called a lavush. I'm not wearing the hearing aid. Stick it in the ear, maybe, but to give it a shame, Malbish, he holds, the Tzvi Pesach Frank holds that it is also. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to say something very interesting. He wants to say there's a heter of a kameya, and we're going to have this heter. A kameya is that was something that a person wore, it wasn't a Malbish, but was merapeh him. He wore, let's say, a tooth of a fox, and that enabled him to, it was the oifen a refuah, or a kameya that was written. The different kameyas, a kameya mumche is called a tashit because it is merapeh him. It gives him a refuah, so that is called a tashit. I have something that is merape. So memele, so Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted it. So without the hearing aid, I can't hear. With the hearing aid, I can hear. So he first wanted to be medamet to a kameya, but then he says there's a big chilek. A kameya, whatever the kameya does, it does right away. It means he has a headache, so the kameya makes he shouldn't have a headache. The hearing aid doesn't make him hear. No, that is when someone will speak, it will magnify the voice of the person, so be able to hear him. But it's not considered that it's merapeh him. That means if no one will talk to him, he'll be wearing it 5 hours a day. He's walking in the street and no one will talk to him and it's very quiet. So it didn't do anything to him. He'll just use it. When someone will speak with him, it will magnify the coil. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is not too clear about this heter. That's one shaila of Haitzah. Then there's another shaila about the Etzem hearing aid. If you're allowed to speak to someone who has a hearing aid, just like you're not allowed to speak on a microphone, this is the G'dayli HaRabon HaMasel. So, L'chayre, if you're allowed to speak to someone with a hearing aid, there's also Chilukei Deis. Others are machmer. They say a person is allowed to be a bal teire in a chazan in a shul, even though one of them is following wears a hearing aid, because I'm not necessarily davening for he hears faltik, but I'll kaponim. But to speak to someone directly who wears a hearing aid is also not too poshid. So these are from the shyless. Now let us see if you guess. Sume also loilotzeis b'makil. A blind person is not allowed to walk out with a cane. So let us see Rashi. Let us see the Mishabur. Also loilotzeis. Hainu chutz leirim. Vatam be'etzem alichosoi evshaloi leilech b'loi makel. That means the lomdus we said before, the whole heter of the makel is that it's enabling him, he can't walk without the makel. So this is a regel the day. Assume there's no problems walking. So you can say he can walk without the makel. He's only taking it to make sure that he's going on the right way. So there they say it's not considered regular the day. There's an Orach HaShulchan that says like this. There's two cases. There's one case that the Sume goes every day, this is his route, and more or less he knows how to walk, but he wants to be secure, so he takes the makel. That's liyashim tsiyosim. There we can say he can't walk without the makel. But what if he's in strange territory? That means he's put in a place and he doesn't know where he is, he doesn't know what he's going to go into. So then the Orach HaShulchan wants to say, then he's permitted to go with the makel because he can't walk take. That means he's not acquainted with the territory. He hasn't the faintest idea where he's going to go into. And if there's mekaymus that he can... So there could be that it is mutab. See, what? If you have someone that's going with him, it's gewaldig. Now, with a dog, there's also a shayla. A seeing-eye dog. For a summer to go with a seeing-eye dog, so the dog alone, there's no problem. But the leash, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has a problem with the leash because he's holding the leash for himself. It's not for the dog. Maybe it's for the dog also, but it's for himself also. So it could be what? A bar, they hold on to a bar. He holds the bar. The bar is attached to this. It could be easier. I hear. Okay, maybe a bar is better. A bar could be is better. She's holding on to the dog. A bar l'cheira would be is better. I think so. Steve Hoff, now see if you test. Mishu, who also, a person who's a prisoner, Uchvolim, Perish, Kain, Tabois, Gedoilem, Shesoigrim, Bahem, Oraglayim. And there are chains around his feet. Wherever he goes, he has chains with him. Beraglov. Is muta lotes bohem. So he's permitted to go out with these chains on Shabbos. Ochevolim, the nechshav loy kemoy malbush. So this is considered his malbush. That means he can't, due to the circumstances that he's in, he can't go out without these chains attached to the feet. So this is considered his malbish. The derech alichosei uchein. That's, he can only walk with these chains. Ubetelem heim legabe haguf. So it's considered, this is, it becomes bottle to his goof. He only can go out with his change, shulavush ben. The Leich Hashinan Dilmen Nafil Meragli Ba'osi Lasuye. Now we don't have to be afraid of they'll fall off. Halavai. The Mistab Mekivin Da'osabahem, the Vadehem Bechoysik Al Ragal of Loyiblo. That is not the problem. There's no problem they'll fall off and they might carry them. So there's no shash that we might come and carry them. There's no shash of carrying because this is considered his malbush. Sifchov, ein yaitin ba'an katmin. Now what is an katmin? It's like a donkey. I mean, it's a fake donkey. Sha'oisim alitzonim v'nire kereichei v'olov. So that means it looks, the way he's walking, it looks like he's riding on a donkey. V'hu noisei. V'hu noisei. Really, he's carrying this donkey. He's walking with his feet, but it looks like that he's riding on the donkey, but between you and me, he's carrying this fake donkey. So, the Shaila of Eitzom, he's really carrying the donkey. We're going to have three cases over here. It's only a Tzor de Rabbonim because it's not Derech HaMitzim. A lot of people don't carry these things. The siphon, some Amela, the states
no,
what? Not a clown. He puts his feet in the back of the wall. There's a donkey sticking out of him, and he looks the donkey and it's not a real donkey. He's riding on it. He's really walking and carrying the donkey. That's what he's really doing. The lay bikshorim. And one is not permitted to go out with stilts. V'heim eitzim gavoyim. It's a tall stick. Sheyesh bem moishav lechaf haregel. There's a place in these sticks to put his foot. V'heilchim behem, not he walks in them to look like an Adam Godel, but batit, he's walking, that he shouldn't get full of, it's a muddy place. So he's walking with these stilts, that his feet won't get muddy, and he's walking. But in reality, he's carrying the stilts. V'lei b'flomei, v'heim k'min suris parzev, a mask. Sh'noisnim alaponim lahavchid atinoikis. He wants to scare the kids, so l'maisi puts on a mask. So in all these three cases, there's an iser ha'itzah, but it's only a itzah d'rabonon, because normally, the people don't carry these things. This is not a normal Dovo Shemitzian Oisayim. Let us see the Mishnah Brura. Ein Yoitzim Ban Katmin V'chol Zeh Hatam V'pnei She'ein Zeh Derech Malbush V'im Oitzi Bozeh. If he did do it, that's what you're not allowed to. V'chem b'kava k'itei aniskel el poto v'mnei sh'li hoitzi k'derech ha-mitzim. This is not the derech hoitzo. Normally, people don't carry these things in the soifim, so it's poto rabolosa. Ein yoitzim b'teivo v'kupo u'machtzeles. That means a person is pouring outside and he doesn't want to get drenched. So he sees a cardboard box So he puts it over his head and his shoulders, and perhaps it slits in the back so that he can see how to go. So it's gewaldig. So he's doing this, la'atel at atzmai minakshomen. That's why he's doing it. So the din is it's also, because this is not derech malbush. Even though, since it's not derech b'nei yodom to go out with boxes or with mats or other things to cover themselves with it, so memele doesn't get a shame lebush. So even though he's doing it lahatel asme min atzar, but it will not get a shame lebush, since this is not the derech haitzah of b'nei yodom. Avol yoitim b'sak v'yiriya v'chamilo perish b'godim gasim. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'teiva k'goin sh'roitze lahogein al atmoi mipnei hakshomen. He wants to protect himself. V'atam v'chol ani lav derech malbishu. That means people don't do this. He brings down for Rav Nissen Karelitz, we had heard before, a moich she's kinol in the doso, and she's wearing this, she shouldn't be nitzayah from the dam, so it's also not a malbish. But since this is worn to protect yourself from tzar, it gets a shame malbush, because it has the characteristics of a malbush. And the characteristics of a malbush is lahogein min atzar. So if something is megin min atzar, that gets a shame malbush. So he asks, so why over here doesn't it get a shame albish? Because here no one does this. By Noshim, they all do this. So since this is a derech to lahogi min atar, so that gets a shame albish. But here no one normally walks out with a box over the head, unless he's desperate. But al kaponim, this is not a derech oilam, so does not get a shame albish. But b'sak, mibnei shederech horoyim lotzeis behem. That means Royim, shepherds, wear a sack. We'll see in a minute if it means a beggar that's made out of sack material or mamish a sack. We'll see soon. Bnei shederech ha-royim losis behem mibnei akshomim. The Royim who are not too particular what they look like, and they're in the fields, they wear a sack mibnei akshomim. V'kivin d'choshiv malbush lahani. So for these people, a sack is derech malbush. That is what they normally do. Lechein muter gam lechol adam lotes behem, afilu shaloi mibnei akshomim. This is a moedik echidish. Since shepherds wear a sack when it rains, and shepherds are a type, it's not a ambik neyatzmoy, it's a people with a certain profession, and they wear, when it rains, this is what they wear to protect themselves for the rain. So since it has a shem malbish for goyim, it has a shem malbish for everyone. Perish, begodim gasim. So the Gemara says that when it says sack, it does not mean a sack. It means clothing made out of sack material. That's what it means. Kein perish harosh v'nedorim. Mechein Rashi b'Shabbos perish nami. Malbush sack. So the Royim wear a malbush, a beged that is made out of out of a material that's made out of a sack. Umashme. So if we'll learn Erlech the Shulchanol, the sack mamish loy, but mamish a sack. To put on a sack, it would seem that is not called a malbish, a filu by royim. The Tzari Iyun, so now the Mishibur says, Biyomeinu shaloyim nogu lilbois sack gufim. Said Bismanenu the Royim Take put on a sack, Mamish. Eichadin Damle Divrayim Koshektas. Am I come up Raisa Loibetaiva Vikukle? Yaisa Hoyolonu Lashmin in the Besak Mamish Loi. If a sack alone is also, the Gambishilti Geborim Shalomot Heavy Bishay Maderes Vuarajbo, Tafilu Sak Mutter, Vitzorich Ium. So he blames by a Torah Hiyun something that is that Bismanei, it seems Bismaneinu, that Rayim wear mamish a sack, if one could wear a sack. Or it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, the Chiddush is Davke, material, it's a beggar that is made out of material that is made out of a sack. But al kaponim, we have here a yesod that if this is a beggar that a certain type of people wear, so mamel this has a shame malbish, and anyone is allowed to wear it. They can't say shame malbish. So he says something very interesting. He says, he brings up, there's a maisha from the Chazon Ish. There was a person that used to wear a short jacket, and somehow he didn't have a short jacket. The Chazon Ish gave him a long jacket to wear, to go outside with a long jacket. So he says, well, this is something, even though he is not regal to wear this, but, or the other way around, someone who normally wears a long jacket and who wear a short jacket in Shabbos. So we have these guidelines that something that is usually worn by a segment of the population that gives it a shame malbish, and it should be mutter to wear. He also speaks about a talus. He brings, there's a big symbol about a talus, to wear a talus at night. He wants to tain al pichesben, since a talus is usually worn, by day. So what's the chilik? If a talus is worn a certain time of the day, or a sack is worn by a certain type of people, but al kaponim they should give it a shame malbish, and it should be permitted to wear all times. Yom Kippur we zicha wear talaisim at night, so that's the minigolam. But the shaila is not Yom Kippur. He brings down a marsham that brings the luke days on this simcha days. Yaitim b'moich usvug shal amakev. Now we're talking about these things are materials that have ointments on them, or they don't have, and they are merape. So this is merape shal amakev. So something we mentioned before, a kameya, which is merape, has a shame tachshin. So these things which are merape, here we're talking about merape take, it heals the makim. Lefi shehem merapim, these things are merape, ilkachabe kemoi tachshin. So it's a tachshin. What? We'll be talking about it soon. We'll talk about that soon. First, let's learn the chain beklipash shum obotzel. The clip of garlic or onion. Oy bis melonis melugmeritia shalom. These are all different types of materials which are megape. They have ointments on it or different reasons, and it is megape. And the minute it is megape, it gets a tayris tachshit, and this is muta. Now what happens if this moichen svugnas pelonis fell off? Now he wants to put it back on again. So then it's awesome. Because refuah is also b'Shabbos. So if he put it on before Shabbos and he's wearing it the whole time, there's no issa of refuah. But if it fell off and he's putting on again in Shabbos, lo yavzirena. V'choshken shlo yitneim b'tchili, he's not allowed to put it on in Shabbos if it's merape. Als de Isser of Refuwe. Aber also lichreich gut oi Meshicha ala make lotzeis boi de kiven sheinam merapim habu matzoi. Now here we're talking about something that has a cheshivis, a piece of leather or a chut, a type of a ribbon, and it's not merape. Now, what does it do? It does something. It prevents the make from becoming irritated. That's what it's doing. It prevents, that means if he's wearing clothing, he has a make, so the clothing will rub against the make. So he puts this meshiche, this piece of leather around the makeh, not l'shem refuim, nor l'shem that it should prevent irritation. So the shaila is, does this make it a masui? Before the mechaber held something that is merape is a tachshit. It's accomplishing something. It's bringing refuah. Something that is not accomplishing, but it's preventing irritation. Is this called a masui? So the mechaber held it's called a masui. That we'll see. The kibin sheinu merapin av a masui. Aval begoid shetoyrech al aritiyin. Something, the agad is a type of a shmata that he winds over aritiyin, which is merape, shleitipa molav yochalei lechboi, because this egoy doesn't have any cheshivus whatsoever, so it's bottled to the ritiyin. That's why it is mutam. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Berurah, b'moiches svoig, haynish in the sonne me boid yoyim, choshel kamei, bisvolonis matli shel beged, a type of a shmatim, shemoishrin oisei b'meshichi, you put oinmen on it, umesimen oisei alamakim. So this is merape, lo yachziren, udavet kamei nesina lechapsile, the osro lasseis refuah b'shabbis. You're not allowed to make refuah b'shabbis. Tulekamu b'simin shinchov ches, alamakim. So here it says, but something that has a cheshivis, a meshiche, a piece of a leather that has a leather band or a ribbon that has a cheshivis, one is not allowed to put ala make. V'u'adin im yilse lichach oysam ala meisha svoigiritiyya. Even though he's only going to put it to hold the ritiya, which is merapein. It's a shmate. Doesn't have any cheshivis. A ribbon or a leather band that hashivi veine bottle legabi alas meichus voig, so the mechaba holds it is also. Well, the beer agrok also the ladas a rambam ain't also bechut a meshichin ki in shekoyche alas meichus voig. That means if the whole purpose is to hold the Meir, Lotzeis by the Mishum Dachshivi Leibotli, it's not bottle. That means it doesn't have its own use. We want to use it because it's holding the Meir. So since it has its own Chashivus, it's not bottle. But if he puts it directly over the maki to prevent irritation, this you're allowed to. The guy knows one can get irritated. And that's why this is permissible. Now, a band-aid, to put on a band-aid on Shabbos, there are two shailas, which one has to be aware of. There's one shaila that usually on the Band-Aid, there are pieces of plastic which are attached to the helix of the Band-Aid that sticks to the skin, protected that it should remain sticky, and you take that off. That's one shaila. That is a shaila of Kireya. That means at the present time, I have the Band-Aid, which these two plastic things are attached to the Band-Aid, and I separate it. So there's a machloikis, Rabbi Eliashiv, and Rabbi Nissen Kerelitz, if one is permitted to take this off in Shabbat. Rabbi Eliashiv asks, Rabbi Nissen Kerelitz is matam. That's one thing. The best thing is if one knows they have to use Band-Aids, you should take them off before Shabbat. Those protective... What? I know you can roll it off, but that alone is cool. Yeah, because it's attached. It's mechuba. It's mechuba. So, Rabbi Yashiv asks. Then, fine. After we took care of that problem, when one puts a Band-Aid on his finger, let's say, so there's another problem. The problem is, if he should not attach the two ends of the Band-Aid to itself, that's a shaila of teufel. That means if he puts on the Band-Aid and each end of the Band-Aid is attached to his skin, so it's not considered teufel. That would be mutam. But if he's going to wrap it around and one end of the Band-Aid is attached to the other end of the Band-Aid, so that's also our slogan.